We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. A bombshell has been dropped into the sports media world here in Boston here over the last hour and a half or so.
Let's just say I would have needed a lot of guesses
before you got to this one.
On this one for the topic of the day.
You know most of the details by now, but if you're just tuning in, and that may be the case, Robert Kraft is among those who have been charged with solicitation of prostitution. This was a case in the Jupiter, Florida area, West Palm Beach Sheriff, Jupiter Police, Homeland Security, IRS have all been involved in what was described as a six-month investigation into suspected human trafficking. What they were investigating here were these massage parlors in which women were brought to the United States thinking that they were coming here for legitimate jobs and were basically held prisoner and forced into sex trafficking as part of this whole thing.
At a quote-unquote massage parlor.
Quote-unquote.
Right.
Now, the Patriots have released a statement, a spokesperson for Robert Kraft, I should say.
Yes.
More accurately. A spokesperson for Robert Kraft has released a statement, very short. It says, "We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. Because it is a judicial matter, we will not be commenting further." Now, that obviously flies in the face of some of the details that the police authorities in Jupiter have put out there, including the fact that they claim that they have video evidence of Robert Kraft and these other men receiving sex acts.
Yeah, now, right. Because when we first heard that there was video, we didn't know if it was just of them walking in and out of the doors of the place that, again, on the outside, I think it's called a spa of some sort.
Right,
so it's a spa, massage parlor. But the reality is the detective down there in Florida, Detective Andrew Sharp, who's already held a little bit of a press conference, he confirmed that they have video of Robert Kraft and, as you said, these other Johns, close to 100 Johns.
Johns aren't 100. Yeah.
That's right. That was the original TMZ thing, but the charges.
The list, and I'm looking at the list right here that the police put out.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I would say 30 names, maybe?
Maybe 40 or 50 at the most.
But Kraft, we know, is charged twice. Some of those other guys could be charged at many more times.
We
don't know.
Maybe some of these people are famous in South Florida, and I don't know it.
Yeah, I don't know.
His is the only name, as I look at this list that I have here in front of me, his is the only name that I would even recognize. Now, that kind of flies in the face of a report from Adam Schefter, who, generally speaking, his sources are pretty good. Adam Schefter and ESPN reportedly have said that Robert Kraft is not the biggest name involved in this investigation.
But I'm curious because we've seen the actual physical list. Now, unless there's another list, because that one's in alphabetical order. It starts, there's a gentleman, I think, with the last name in the B, and then all the way down to the Y. So all those guys seem to be there. TMZ is saying that this is it as far as names involved. Not necessarily this is it as far as more evidence that's going to come out, but this is it as far as Robert Kraft is the most famous, far and away, that has been caught up in this. Now, I don't know if they mean there's a famous person connected on the other side of it, right? Because the Johns, what they get charged with is not going to be what the people that oversaw this whole thing are going to get charged with. I mean, those savages that brought it, like that are human traffickers and then are forcing these women to do these jobs, those are the people that they're really going after.
Oh, there are much bigger charges, absolutely.
Significantly, and that's why Homeland Security and everybody else was involved. And it also sounds like throughout the entire state of Florida, they were really working on this investigation and this big-time crackdown. And yet, when you look at the list, oh, lo and behold, wow, there's a celebrity on here, the biggest name. And so he got all the headlines at first. And if you just started following the story around 12:50 or so today, it made it sound like he oversaw the whole thing. Like, there was some really written...
I said, the way TMZ first reported this, you thought,
like, whoa,
my God, Robert Kraft is involved in human trafficking. And then that's not, it was clumsily worded by TMZ.
Yeah, because the trafficking, as we said, is going to be the biggest charge here, but that doesn't appear to be associated with Robert Kraft at all.
Now, we mentioned that the statement from Kraft's spokesperson, when you read it, it seems to fly completely in the face of what the police in Jupiter, Florida are saying. Steph Stradley, who is somebody we got to know during the whole Deflategate thing, she's from Houston, a lawyer. She writes about this stuff. And again, this is a lawyer. She says this is really all that can be said, talking about Kraft's statement. She says, because of the nature of legal proceedings, ethical obligations, the nature of gossip, one side publicized, I've never seen a high-profile legal case ever be reported in a fully accurate way. God's eye view is elusive because we are people. She points out that although the police say, you know, well, we've got video, and the Kraft spokesperson says he categorically denies it, that's almost the only thing they can say.
It's not really surprising. No, right. I'm with you on that. I just look at the Detective Andrew Sharp down in Florida. I don't see the reason for him to lie about it. Like, I feel like you either have this tape and this evidence or you don't. And again, the big fish here as far as who Homeland Security and the police department and the IRS and who they were trying to bring down, they weren't trying to bring down Robert Kraft, right? He just happened to be involved in this to a smaller degree. At least that's what it sounds like right now. So he's going to get taken down with this, but I don't think they went in there. They're like, oh, we got our guy. Like, that's not what they were trying to do at all.
No, they were trying to bust the human trafficking
ring. Right, but they've been doing, again, this isn't an overnight operation. They said 6 to 8 months they've been working on this. And also, according to one of the stories that I read, because it's everywhere, every single place has picked this up, but one of them said that it was in January of this year that Robert
Kraft
was
there. See, I wondered that too.
That's what it says.
The investigation is supposedly over a 6 month period. So this would have been, you know, while the Patriots were in the playoffs. Now he has a home down in Florida, reportedly, you know, and could certainly spend time down there even while the Patriots are in the playoffs. But that's what the report was,
right?
That these legal charges reportedly happened in the month of January, you said.
Yeah, that's what it says for Kraft. Again, everybody else that's on that list, they may be certainly at different times and whatever else over the course of this entire investigation. Now, the other thing, I think on top of just embarrassment that Robert Kraft is going to face, maybe people are wondering, well, what else can the league do anything about this? And Jim Irsay, to me, for different reasons, kind of a similar story. When you have an owner who does something just so embarrassing and dumb, of course, with Irsay, it was pills, not prostitution. What does the league do, if anything? And well, the league gave Irsay a 6-game suspension, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah,
you can't go to the game, I guess, for 6 games.
Gosh, what would the fans do without
seeing
Jim Irsay there?
Forget the fans, the team. How does the team play?
Yeah.
And he also got a $500,000 fine. And from right now, based on what we know, I feel like something similar would probably be facing Robert Kraft right now.
We mentioned Adam Schefter, and obviously ESPN is on this story. We mentioned CNN. Ben Volen was just on CNN talking about it.
That's the guy you want to get.
Well, you got to get who you can get at this point, I guess. So let's bring you what Adam Schefter's had to say on ESPN.
Okay, at this point in time, Robert Kraft has been charged with this offense. Now, he's not been convicted at this time, but he has been charged. And keep in mind that owners, NFL owners, are subject to standards than any NFL employee. And they are subject to the NFL's personal conduct policy. If you go back to 2014, Jim Irsay was suspended 6 games and fined $500,000 after being arrested on drug charges. So now, not only is there an investigation into South Florida, not only do we have an issue that involves women who have been trapped in human trafficking, which is an important distinction to make here, but now the NFL has another situation, another investigation to launch, and it involves obviously one of the most powerful people in all of sports. And because owners are held to such a high standard, and because they are subject to the personal conduct policy, the NFL, no matter what happens legally, is in all probability going to have to take action, because the league has talked about time and time again, anybody who brings unwanted attention to the NFL, which is certainly what this would be qualified as, would be subject to discipline. Now, you're talking about a man who's worth billions of dollars. Money is not a factor in terms of what the league could do to discipline him. But in terms of the penalty, time away from a team and an organization that he loves would be something that the league is going to have to look at. And again, this is a situation that is just now unfolding.
So in that particular cut from Adam, which was a rather lengthy one, but he brought up the whole Irsay thing, and he was suspended for 6 games and fined. You would think
they seem to mirror each other.
Yeah, this would fall, you know, bringing unwanted attention on the league. That would certainly qualify. He didn't, in that cut, say anything about Robert Kraft is not the biggest name involved in this.
Right.
So I have seen reports. I have seen I've seen, you know, people say Schefter says this isn't the biggest name.
Yeah.
We've seen the list. He's the biggest name on that list.
He's the biggest name. And even if there's a bigger name nationally, I think locally it'd be impossible to top. And there's like two or three guys that would probably be a bigger name than Robert Kraft locally. You know, so that would still be the story here for us, would be discussing what happens with him. Where does he go from here? I don't think there's any chance that the league, you know, would step in and have too severe of a punishment. I mean, they would just look at it. He would get fined because this does fall into the personal conduct policy that the league has that owners and coaches also adhere to, you know, as well as the players. And this is definitely news in the NFL that they don't want. This is an unnecessary distraction for them and bad headlines. So I think they could certainly go in there and give them a little bit of a penalty, but that's probably as far as it goes.
We've given you everything we have at this point as far as information is concerned. We've repeatedly told you about the statement from a spokesperson for Robert Kraft.
Yeah, so he's denying it, completely denying it. Which,
totally.
Again, seems like an easy thing to prove.
Well, it also seems as though you almost have to, that your statement, as Steph Stradley points out, that's kind of, you have to say that.
Yeah, I guess, but then I think you're going to be proven a liar if they have exactly what they have. If the police down in Florida have what Detective Andrew Sharp says that they have, which is video of him actually getting these sexual acts performed on him, then isn't that case closed? Like, there goes your deniability, even though it was just a two-sentence deny, and it was right there. He had to say something, I suppose. But I feel like they could prove that wrong in 2 seconds.
I just counted them up, the list that I've got in front of me. There are 25 names on the list. And reportedly at this point, this is the whole list.
Yeah.
According to what the executive producer for TMZ told us, this is it.
Tiger Woods.
No. These are the 25 names. Now, maybe some of these guys are well known down in South Florida. I don't know.
No. I mean, come on.
So I'm not quite sure where Adam's information, if in fact he stated it, that Kraft is not the biggest name.
Yeah, I don't know where he came up with that. I mean, because TMZ was saying that, no, this is it. We have all that information. Now, there may be even more evidence against these guys, but that's who they had. That's who they came up with, and they were the first ones to have it, and I feel like they've been pretty good with all this stuff. They've been pretty right.
They don't get things wrong all that often.
No.
We'll come back in just a couple of minutes. OMF at the top of the hour. They happen to be in Florida as well, but they are at...
they in Jupiter?
No.
No, they're not.
No, they are not. They are in Fort Myers, and they'll be at JetBlue Park coming up at the top of the hour. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WE.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
EI.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
There are people down there in that area, I'm told, who say that this story is going to heat up and get a lot worse. And I don't mean involving Robert Kraft. I'm talking about with all the human trafficking that has gone on down there. I'm also told that Robert Kraft is not the biggest name involved down there in South Florida, and we'll see what police turn up in the report. But obviously there's a situation that's unfolding here that's disturbing on a number of levels.
So that's Adam Schefter on ESPN, and they are wall-to-wall on it right now. But as you heard him clearly say, that Robert Kraft, he is told that Robert Kraft is not the biggest name.
Yeah, now, but I mean, there's not a bigger name in New England, really.
Well,
I mean,
here,
we can play the game. Right. Yeah, there are a couple, but I'm just saying, like, here, that's not, you can't really top it.
No, but I guess the point here is if evidently the investigation is not closed. They're not, Jupiter Police and Homeland Security and all those entities aren't saying, okay, we're done.
But I think the investigation's not just that
into
one.
Into the human trafficking part.
And it's not just that one spa.
Right.
I think it's a kind of a whole Southern Florida crackdown. So maybe it's kind of semantics. You know, maybe TMZ is right by saying at this place where they got the information, Robert Kraft's the biggest name. But maybe if you go to another place, then maybe we're going to find somebody more famous or as famous.
So Bart Scott, noted legal mind.
Yeah, I don't know if we need to wait. We got to weigh in here with Bart Scott. What did he have to say?
Just stated on our sister station, WFAN in New York.
They're our competitor.
Quote, they, the Patriots, should lose all their draft picks.
All of their draft picks?
All of their draft picks, according
lose
to
Bart.
Lose them all. Yeah, according to Bart Scott, that the part of the punishment for this should be that they lose all of their draft picks.
Now, I can't put anything past the league. They've taken picks away for other things. But at least those things were kind of, you know, related to on the field. As crazy as they were and as dumb as they were at least on the field. I think Bart Scott's just having a little bit of a meltdown here.
He said, and I quote, I would take the whole draft from them. It has to be something that cripples them. This is a black eye.
Yeah, it's a bad look. It's embarrassing for the league. It's embarrassing for the Patriots. It's embarrassing for Robert Kraft himself. But you're taking away draft picks now? Like, I don't think they should lose any. Jim Irsay, Colts.
I'm not sure that Roger Goodell's going to say, did you hear what Bart Scott said? Let's get those draft picks locked
the
up.
The Colts
now.
Didn't lose any draft picks, and they shouldn't have.
No.
But it was a joke, and Jim Irsay turns into a punchline here going forward. And he had to give up a lot of money. Well, at least a lot of money for normal people, not maybe a lot of money for him. And he got the suspension of an owner doesn't make any sense at all. But whatever. That's a punishment that you can give. He likes to go to the home games, like to sit in the suite. Well, you can't do that anymore. So that may be it. But I mean, once you start getting into taking away draft picks, like that doesn't make any sense at all.
Here is the first paragraph of the personal conduct policy from the National Football League.
Let's see if he violated it.
It is a privilege to be part of the National Football League.
Sure is.
Everyone, and they underline everyone.
Ooh.
Everyone who is part of the league must refrain from, quote, conduct detrimental to the integrity of and public confidence in, unquote.
Let me stop you right there.
The NFL.
Yeah, he violated it.
This includes owners, coaches, players, other team employees, game officials, and employees of the league office, NFL Films, NFL Network, or any other NFL business.
No, he is.
That's paragraph one.
No, that's him. I would say that was direct violation
when
we got the news today.
It would seem to me fairly clear here that if these charges prove to be true, if that actually happens, the league has to punish him in some way, shape, or form.
No, they do. They do. But I mean, I think, and then even legally, I feel, and this is where I'm really talking out of my, you know what, but I think legally it's probably more of a fine situation for him. So he'll probably have to pay.
I would agree, I think it's
a fine there. And then it's going to be a fine by the league. Maybe he's, you know, he can't go to Gillette for the first few games of the season. And then you kind of move on from there. That's what I think. I mean, right now, it definitely looks bad. And it is, what did Bart Scott call it? A black eye? Sure. I'd call it that. But I feel the same way as if it happened to another owner. Like, I'm not just saying that because it's Robert Kraft. I think if another owner in the NFL, if it happened to them, you'd say, man, don't you look kind of foolish? That's embarrassing. Pay your fine, pay your suspension, and then I think that's really all the league is going to do.
Yeah, and there has been nothing from the National Football League. No statement, no nothing.
Well, they haven't said
anything
yet. He hides in like the middle
he's
of the
been
earth,
in
a like
federal
like a lizard
witness
person.
Protection program for
he's gone
for months and months.
They got to find him. They got to recharge his batteries or plug him in or whatever and get Goodell to make a statement on this.
I will also take you back to what Evan Rosenblum of TMZ told us, the executive producer from TMZ, when you know you asked the question, if there is indeed video footage, you know, what are the chances?
I'm not talking about him walking in through the door either.
But,
I'm talking about the other footage you were asking initially.
And when you asked Evan Rosenblum, you know, if there is in fact video footage, what are the chances that we're going to see this?
I said, is there a Robert Kraft sex tape? And he said, yes. He said basically, right? He said that stuff. Now, and if it's from a police cam or something like that, you know, they're going to blur it and whatever, but that probably will be made available to the public at some point.
Well, he also said there's almost a 100% certainty that video of Robert Kraft walking into the parlor will be released.
Right. And so, but that's one where if you're Robert Kraft and you're going to deny doing anything illegal, if it's just you walking through the door, you could keep that story up. Because the outside of the place tries to make it look like a massage parlor. I mean, if you've seen any movie at all, you already, or if you just, you know what I mean? Like, you're pretty well aware that that is not a straight up real massage place. But everything on the outside, that's what it says, you know, and then you go in there and apparently, from the sound of it, from TMZ, from the detectives, you walk in there and you immediately know that it's not a place that just gives out massages.
Yeah, all we've seen so far are pictures of the outside of the building.
Yeah.
That's all we've seen.
Apparently the inside is an absolute...
We sure as hell haven't seen any pictures inside. And
no, and apparently it is just... It's disgusting. Like, that's what they said. And the women there live there. They sleep on the floor. They... What do you say? They were cooking outside. Like, that's... That's where they live right now. And so I don't think you go in there. I don't think, like, nobody goes in there for, like, a foot rub. That's what it sounds like. This is a place that is absolutely, you know what you're getting yourself into when you walk in. And according to all these reports, Robert Kraft did so twice.
According to the legal authorities, the age range of the people arrested is from 19 to 84. Robert Kraft is 77.
So not the oldest guy on the list. He's got that going for him.
But on the list that we've seen, the 25 names on the list,
right?
They list the names and they list the birth dates of each of the names on there. I'm going to look at the list again. I didn't see anybody older than Robert Kraft on the list.
See, there might be a couple of different lists.
That's
now,
what
too,
I'm wondering,
right? Because the one list it doesn't show up as. Because what was Kraft? He was born in 41. Yeah, I don't see anybody. A quick look. That was born prior to him. So I don't know. Maybe there's something else. Maybe there's a little bit more information because the original TMZ report, the first thing that came out was there are more than 100 men suspected of being Johns. And then if you look at the list that got tweeted out by some of the news people down in Florida, that list certainly seems to be a lot less than 100.
Oh, no. The list that I've seen has 25 names
on
it.
Yeah.
And you know, we go back to what Adam Schefter's report on ESPN was that Robert Kraft is not the biggest name. Well, of the list I've seen, he's certainly the biggest name.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, I don't know any of these other guys. I was looking through John Johnson. You don't know him?
I don't.
No,
I don't know
any John Johnson.
Maybe some of those folks are real big deals down in Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah,
but,
I guess. Now, I mean, there's a warrant for Kraft's arrest. That's what one of the police outlets, they said that as well. So he's the main guy, and he's the one that's getting all the questions, certainly, about him, because they don't know anybody else. But, yeah, this isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
If you're just joining us, we will try to recap it as best we can, because this happened approximately an hour and a half to 2 hours ago.
Yeah, just about 2 hours.
It was TMZ that we first saw this reported. The headline was Robert Kraft, suspect in prostitution sting. TMZ reported that Robert Kraft was named by police as a person involved in the recent prostitution human trafficking sting operation in Jupiter, Florida. They talked about all of the multiple law enforcement agencies that were involved, Homeland Security, the IRS, Jupiter Police Department, Palm Beach Sheriff's Office, and TMZ reported. Officials say the women accused of running the sex trafficking ring operated out of local spas, which touted themselves as massage parlors. The investigation took roughly 8 months. That's been upgraded now to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Officials say they've identified more than 100 men suspected of being Johns. Now, we've only seen a list of 25 names.
But I wonder if that's at that specific spa. Like, I wonder if it's kind of semantics.
An individual one,
yeah,
right.
Because they've gone to these different places all over southern Florida. So maybe that specific one, and it's the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter. And according to one report, Robert Kraft was there twice in January. So just last month he was there. But again, part of this investigation, this news didn't come out until today. And then he had a very short statement. A spokesperson for Robert Kraft came out and is denying any illegal activity. That's what we know for now, but I'm sure they're going to have to update that at some point.
The spokesperson for Robert Kraft put out literally a two-sentence statement, But legal people, as, and we talked about Steph Stradley and others, said you almost can't say anything but that. The statement from for Robert Kraft says, we categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. Because it is a judicial matter, we will not be commenting further. That's the sum and substance of the statement from the representative for Robert Kraft.
Now, and meanwhile, Detective Andrew Sharp, he held a press conference down there, and he says there is video of Mr. Kraft receiving the alleged acts. He said, yes, there is. So without question, because one of the first reports was, yeah, there is video of him going into the massage parlor. So
which
that alone,
TMZ said there's a 100% chance.
So they've
that
seen
video,
that.
You'll see that video. The guy walking in.
Yeah, the guy we talked to last hour, I would imagine he has seen it. Like, he couldn't have been more clear about it. But it's all the investigators that must have been able to plant cameras inside of the parlor. They said that they also have that. So I don't know why the detective would make that part of it up. Right? Like, I tend to believe him. Like, I don't know why he would go on there and tell everybody during this little press conference that they, if he could have either gave that a non-answer or whatever, he just says, yeah, they do have that evidence. And that may even get out, which is kind of scary.
Yeah, I don't know if this puts the wraps on the investigation, that, you know, the announcement of the charges and the announcement of the arrests, you know, sort of wrapped this thing up, or if this is an ongoing investigation. Because we get back to Adam Schefter's point that he has been told that Robert Kraft is not the biggest name on the list, would lead me to believe that there are other people still being looked at here.
Yeah, but so that he's the only one saying that, though. You notice that? Like, nobody else has had that, whether the other reporter... Now, not that the detectives are going to go into that necessarily, but even TMZ and some of the other outlets that are all reporting on it, which are all of them right now... Schefter's the only one that is suggesting that. Now, he has a good track record, too. I mean, he's right all the time.
His sources are usually pretty good.
We haven't seen anything like that. And everybody else, you know, whether it's CNN or SportsCenter or whoever, they're all still running with Robert Kraft.
And the response nationally, when this first came out, there was a lot of joking going on.
There was, and some good ones.
And there was. And then the human
Asante
trafficking.
Samuel. Give Asante Samuel give him a look on Twitter.
And then as more details became available about the human trafficking part, it became a lot less funny.
Yeah, no, and that's why they went after. Again, this wasn't all these investigators trying to bring down Robert Kraft. He happened to be involved in it. But the more significant, severe charges are obviously about the two. I think they said it was two people. At least that's what we know for now, that were running the whole thing and bringing these women in from China.
And the response nationally has been about what you'd expect. A lot of folks out there don't like the Patriots anyway. So this just gives them, you know, further excuse to not like the Patriots.
Right.
And we told you Bart Scott, who's on WFAN in New York, our sister station, WFAN, said, quote, I would take their whole draft from them.
The whole draft.
It has to be something that cripples them. This is a black eye.
Yeah, it's a black eye. Is this... how would you compare this to Jim Irsay? And when Jim Irsay got busted? That was an embarrassing thing for the league, wasn't it? That was an embarrassing thing for him. That was an embarrassing thing for the team. And he got fined $500,000 and got suspended for six games.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I guess. But I think that would be the same kind of thing with Robert Kraft. That would be my guess. As soon as the league... And now maybe the league is waiting for all these other details. They're gathering their own intel. Actually, I wouldn't hold my breath on the league doing that. But the league is going to wait to see what comes out of this, and then they'll probably weigh in on it.
OMF is in Florida. They're on the other side of the state.
Not in Jupiter.
No, they're in Fort Myers. They're at JetBlue Park, where actually the Red Sox are playing right now against Northeastern. But they're coming up at the top of the hour. We will wrap up our portion in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
WEEI.
Back to more of Dale and Keith on Sports Radio WEEI.
So do we have noted
legal analyst Bart Scott. I think we've come up with the audio.
Yeah, a good measured take here from
measured
Bart.
Measured take from Bart. By the way, I am told, I believe, that Adam Schefter will be joining OMF at the top of the hour.
Good.
And again, we played for you earlier what he said on ESPN, which was that he has been told by sources in South Florida that Robert Kraft is not the biggest name on the list.
Yeah, but what are they waiting for? Like, we've actually seen the list. Like, usually when they say, oh, there's a list, you're like, oh, okay, we'll take your word for it. We've seen it. There's tweets of it, and it's alphabetical order. It's got their birth dates on there. It's got
everything.
By
the way, Daniel Young was born in 1934.
Shout out to Daniel Young for being, what, 84 years old?
He is the oldest
being there.
Name on the list. Yep. He will be 85 March 3rd.
Still young, though, at heart, Dale.
Apparently.
I would imagine.
It seems that would be true. We only have the one statement, two-line statement from the Patriots. I don't think you're going to see anything else. We noticed on the screen over our shoulder that Teddy Bruschi was just talking on ESPN, but I don't imagine there's a whole lot that he can say or comfortable saying at this point, based on what we know.
Do you want to hear from Bart Scott? Should we play that?
Yeah, what the hell?
Let's hear from Bart.
All right.
I don't know what the league does here. I mean, we know that they're going to have to do some sort of
draft picks,
get all the investigation. I don't.
I might take the entire draft from them. It has to be something that cripples the organization because this is a black eye. You talk about conduct detrimental. I mean, what can be more detrimental than the owner to face? You can't listen. Money can't hurt him. How much money did he just make from winning his sixth Super
Bowl?
He's
on the Forbes 400 richest people. And I actually think, I know the Patriots bring in a lot of money for them, but they're in the paper business. People think it's Kraft Foods, like macaroni and cheese. It's not. It's paper. And I think he makes almost more money from the paper than he does from the Patriots.
What? I know a lot of people think it's the mac and cheese. What?
No, nobody does, actually.
I don't think anybody's actually said that.
No,
but so he was serious, because I saw it on Twitter, and I thought maybe Bart Scott was just kind of being joking a little bit. But no, he was dead serious. He thinks they should get rid of all of them. But you said you were reading something from Jerry Thornton that says they owner punishment is
Jerry
sort of limited.
Jerry Thornton claims, maybe it's wishful thinking on his
Could
part.
Could be. No, but he's probably right.
Jerry claims that the limit to what the league can do to punish an owner is a $500,000 fine and a suspension, quote-unquote, although we're not quite sure what suspending an owner means.
Just something that you can say.
No, you can't sit in the suite and watch the game.
See, told you, we got you. I guess it's just something that you can say that you did, even though you didn't really do anything. But the owners are obviously protected, right? I mean, what else can they really do? And it is, it looks bad, but when he goes, Bart Scott said in that cut, what's worse? What could you do that's worse? Like, well, we don't need to play that game, but there are things that are worse.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like, that's what you want to do?
There are a few. Ask R. Kelly right now. We got to get out of here. OMF is coming up next. Adam Schefter will join them at 2:05. I know throughout the course of the afternoon, if more details become available, they'll have all of them for you. Well, that's been an interesting
What a day. Week. What a turn that took the last 2 hours of the show.
Not exactly
what
we were expecting.
Yeah.
We got to get out of here. OMF is coming up next. Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.